You are listening to The First Married Couple on Earth, the podcast with Clinton Moxham.
And Uche Moxham, my beautiful wife.
Period.
Bae.
Stop. Oh my God. What? Clinton, every single time you say bae, it's like, I don't know. It's like, bae, what's up?
I was like, going to ask you a question.
I know, but it's urgent. It's urgent every single time you say it.
Like when somebody texts you, can we talk?
Yeah. Or like just my name. If someone's just like Uche, like, oh my God.
I don't want to sit here and get in trouble on the podcast. That is crazy. I just had a question for you.
Yes.
I had a question. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I think sight is an important...
What?
Yes, I'm just highlighting the word sight. I believe in love at first sight because I think I fell in love at first sight many times. First time I saw Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
for instance.
I don't think that's
true. Oh, yeah,
true.
You're right. It was like the third time.
Yeah,
it was exactly. Like the third time. Okay, I guess... No, I thought he was my only example of love at first sight. So,
Well, we weren't even convinced that we liked each other at
Clinton,
first.
Please do not say it like that without
you didn't,
giving
well,
some
you,
type
I
mean, of...
You said you didn't like me. You didn't notice me, whatever. Like, I looked like a Hawaiian man and you weren't familiar with
Clinton.
Me.
No, it's not that I didn't like you. I didn't know if you were my flavor until you really, I don't know, showed a little bit. I don't know. But I don't like you saying that you didn't know it was love at first sight with me. I think I deserve better than that.
I just, like, would you say that's not what happened? It wasn't, I don't think it was.
Oh my God, why are you humiliating me today?
Babe,
like, why is this what you want to do?
Didn't we say this is first married couple on earth? You gotta keep it real.
Clinton, okay, I don't know if this episode will air, but.
We definitely, it was sparked, you know?
Okay,
with
so
a
let
capital S.
Clinton, let me ask you, do you believe in love at second day? Because I don't know why this man is acting like he was not fully obsessed with me. Like, I don't know why he comes on here and tries to act different.
No, I've never acted like that. We know for sure that I'm obsessed.
So you believe
with
in love at second sight, second hour of knowing her?
I don't believe in seeing anything and going off of that at all. I gotta sit down with you. I gotta talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I gotta see what's under the sight. You feel me?
Yeah, we gotta bring in some experts. We gotta bring in today's guest to we need backup. We need backup today.
Bring in the experts. We are so excited to have today's guest on the podcast. From the moment we watched them on Netflix, they became our instant favorites, and meeting them in person only furthered our obsession with them. They are truly the real deal, the king and queen, Cameron Hamilton and Miss Lauren Speed Hamilton.
Mrs.
Put some respect on it, my bad.
Right. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here.
And oh, absolutely.
The feeling is mutual, meeting you guys in person. We just love your personality and your marriage and your stories.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here.
It's such a beautiful couple seeing y'all together. I mean, the love is very real. And love to see it.
The feeling is so mutual. We are actually obsessed with you guys. We talk about you guys nonstop. Even when you think we're not, we are. So,
yep. Even in the DMs, you know, people DMing us like, oh my gosh, y'all, when reality king and queens meet, and we're like, yeah. And they're really like that in real life. They're really that beautiful and that dope in real life.
Yeah. It's always so refreshing meeting. You know, they say don't meet your heroes, but like it's refreshing to meet people in real life and they're exactly how they portray themselves. So
yeah,
we love that.
Exactly. Thank you so much. I mean, look, I was really excited because I know your podcast manager reached out and then we got the chance to work together, go on that trip together to Mexico. Yeah. It was like the universe is like, all right, it's time for y'all to meet. And hang out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I'm all for it.
Yeah. Thanks. And so, you know, we're both coming from this reality world, you know, this very unconventional way of meeting. You know, it's always a great story. People love it. The reaction is always crazy. You know, something I'm sure both of you have in common with us. Talk about a social experiment. Love is blind. Tell us about that. Let's start from the beginning. Like, what made you both decide to take this step in finding love?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of fortuitous in the way that they reached out to us. Like, we didn't apply, right?
Oh, wow.
The casting just kind of found us. However, they whatever methods they use. They
they slid in the DM.
They slid in the DM.
They are good at what they do. It's crazy.
Yeah. So for me, it was like, you know, I was single, obviously. I was kind of bored with my like corporate job, and I was ready to just have a little adventure. And that's really what it was for me, was I just wanted kind of an adventure. I was definitely open to the idea of love and finding someone, but I didn't have any expectations of getting married, certainly. So that's what it was for me.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much kind of on the same page as Cam, like my dating life sucked at the time. And it was just kind of like getting the DM to me, living in Atlanta, those come often because they shoot so many things. And it's like, this is just another reality show. It sounds crazy. So I kind of didn't really pay it any mind. But then eventually I got intrigued once I learned more about what the actual show is about. But yeah, it was just, I knew it was going to be interesting. Interesting ride.
Yeah. That's so crazy, because I think that we all honestly have that in common too, because Clinton and I both, when we were going on that show, we were not going to find the one, as I guess ironic as that sounds. Yeah. We were just kind of, yeah, I was in a place where I was spiraling out of control. So really? I was just going on. I mean, I was going through that phase of like early 20s where same, my dating life sucked. And I was just kind of going for a change. Literally, I just needed something new in my life. And I just thought it was going to be a good opportunity to connect with people and just take a break from my everyday life. In no means did I think I was going to find the one. So yeah, I feel like
you can't go with that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I feel like from what we're getting, the people that do go on these shows, like having that be their end goal, sometimes it just doesn't work out, honestly, in most cases.
Yeah. And actually, neither of us actually like opted in for the show either. We didn't go searching for it. They hit me up in the DM as well.
Yeah.
And they reached out to Uche on their own as well. So, you know, I mean, maybe that's the secret, guys. If you're out there listening, you know, maybe leave it up to faith a little bit.
Right. You never know where like life can take you if you just kind of trust yourself and your instinct. Just take some risks, because you never know.
Right. Like you have to, if you get this sort of a call to action, like you have to kind of commit to it, I feel. But in the sense of like taking it seriously and like, you know, with my experience, the first day or so, it felt a little artificial going on the dates. But like, as soon as I really met Lauren and started talking to her, I'm like, okay, this is serious. And I went into it like with that in mind, that like, I really wanted to put my all into it.
Yeah. I'm excited to break this down and talk about this further with you. So let's like, honestly, the thought, like, it's very easy to say, I see people from the inside, I just go for personality, but that sentiment is harder than it looks, quite literally. Where were you both on the spectrum before being a part of this love experiment? Like, did you believe that love could be truly blind, or were you skeptical going in?
I thought that love could be blind. I mean, that's what I was kind of hoping for going into it, because like I said, my dating life was pretty sucky because I had been experiencing so many surface material, like empty relationships just because the person was attractive or whatever. So I kind of was looking forward to the fact that I wouldn't be able to see somebody. And if we did make a connection, it would be solely off of just what we talked about, common interests, not what we look like. So for me, like, I definitely believe that. And that's kind of what I was hoping for in the experiment. That's what drew me to it, even though I thought it was crazy.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, same. I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, I was doing the dating apps and all that sort of thing, as well as like conventional ways of meeting people. And of course, I think like many people, you know, you're like, the apps encourage you to go based off looks. I mean, that's just the structure of them anyways. And when you see someone out on the street, you don't know their personality. Just approach them because you think they're attractive.
Yeah.
And I think when you're on a date, you know, we're, as human beings, like the physical part of the relationship is very tangible, at least at first. So it's hard to put that in the background and to focus on getting to know someone. But it can be so powerful. And I will say that I do think physical attraction is necessary for a relationship. But, you know, if you fall in love with someone sight unseen like this. I think it obviously is a rare case, but if you do, then I think you can build your physical attraction even more because you've established that sort of emotional baseline. Yeah.
I like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I personally have a question, you know what I'm saying? Sure. How do you, in this experiment, like, how do you even start the conversation, that first initial conversation? You know, it's not like you can say, oh, nice weather, or you have nice eyes or something. You know, you guys are forced to kind of really go deep and put all the other dating bullshit aside. How was the experience connecting with people, truly getting deep without ever seeing them? You know, Lauren, what made you feel as if you could get deeper and confide in Cam? And Cam, what made you gravitate towards Lauren?
Yeah, I think that I know Kim said that when he walked in until he started dating, it felt real artificial. For me, as soon as I walked in, it was just like, okay, this is real. Like, I really wanted to take it seriously, even though it was an unbelievable kind of situation. So walking into it, I think the first question that I asked everybody was like, when was the last time that you cried? And I just think that question is just like so telling of a person, like where they are in their life.
Right.
Wow. I would have never thought to ask that.
Me neither.
I've never been asked that.
Yeah.
It can definitely tell a lot about somebody. And, you know, I really did want to connect with people and just be honest and really kind of release myself into this experiment.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think one thing that I took away from the experiment was it definitely doesn't hurt to like go into a date with some questions in mind that are actually relevant to like what you're looking for in a partner, because you know, everyone can kind of shoot the breeze, but, you know, you're kind of wasting time in a way if you don't kind of get to those questions that help you understand someone.
Yeah. And I do think it is important to have a chemistry test too, right? It's like you don't just want to jump in and be like, yeah. So, I mean, you don't want to be over aggressive, but
yeah, it's a balance.
Yeah, you have to, right. Find the balance. That was like a tightrope between flirting and comfortability. But I feel like when it's natural, you don't even have to overthink it.
Right.
Just naturally flow.
Yeah, you can have those questions, but then when you get in there, like just have spontaneous conversation. It's funny too, because on the show, they really cut out, of course, for time, but a lot of Lauren and I's conversations that were just like fun, flirtatious, just us like teasing each other or like, you know, kind of like the sexual chemistry too. And I think that, you know, we had everything there, you know, it wasn't all like tears and serious questions.
Yeah, you don't want it to feel like a job interview.
Yeah.
Interrogation, you know, but just naturally organic conversation about stuff that you care about.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It came down to.
We were having a conversation about our love for Hennessy. I always have to what? It was an important conversation because somehow that led us to talking about getting engaged. Like, and this was like day five or six.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were deep in. It took five days for you to be like, oh man, yeah. This is the one.
You and me. Wow. I love it.
It's crazy because like I legitimately had never thought about proposing to anyone before. And you know, I'd had longer term relationships. Yeah. And I went in like kind of skeptical of the premise of this whole experiment. But eventually I was like, you know what? I'll take it seriously. I'll commit to it and just see what happens. And bam, like, I'm ready to propose. I was like very resolute in that. And, you know, it's been almost four years now. So.
Listen, man, when a man knows, a man knows. That's just what it is.
I totally agree. I want to hear more about y'all's story.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's funny.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah, it's funny that you say, you know, Cam, that it took you a couple of days to kind of be like, you know, all right, I'm going to dive in, or at least a day or two or something. I'm really going to dive in, really going to experience this. And, you know, obviously our situation was different. We were able to be in person and whatnot. We stayed in the house together for a couple of weeks. But, you know, those first couple of days, I was really I was not going on that show to find someone. So I was really basically closed off to finding someone. I was really just trying to go for the experience, the exposure, you know, have a chance at money. You know, so it took about a couple of days of me like talking to Uche, watching her walk around the house. And I was like, I'm caught up. I really like this girl. Like, it came on to me. And it was at that point, you know, I think I was doing like a side interview with the producer or something. And he was kind of saying, you know, hey, Clint, you know, if you really want to enjoy this experience, you got to kind of dive in, you know, you got to take it serious, you know. And it was kind of from that point, because that conversation with him happened the same day that I was kind of realizing those feelings. And then I was like, all right, let me dive in. And then from there, you know, Uche was just running from me the entire show, not trying to show me play and stuff. But yeah.
I mean, like I said, like I was really not about to be played by this man. Like I was like, this is too good to be true. I could not. And it's like, it's interesting what you're saying about vulnerability and how you guys had to basically be like, okay, I'm all in for this experience, because the premise of our show was a little different. So my fear was halfway through, I was going to be told, okay, you need to move on from this man, which was exactly what happened. And I was watching other people in the house move on from people like within the next day. And so for me, when Clinton and I were deemed a unperfect match, I was like, okay, this is like, he's gonna completely play me. But feelings, you know, feelings don't turn off like that. Like, how am I just gonna be like, okay, let me walk away from this? But me being, I don't know, me, a Scorpio, very having walls up. Yes, my Scorpio sister. Yes, absolutely. Like, I did not want to get played by him. So he was telling me all the right things, but I've been in a situation before where I'm being told the right things and they're doing all the wrong things. So I don't think I really was able to like fall for Clinton in the way that I fell for him until leaving the show, because I just had such a wall up. We definitely did have an amazing love story that started on there, but I don't think we were able to be in the atmosphere to really cultivate it, you know, until we left.
Yeah.
Well, so one thing that I'm dying to know about is they say it's an algorithm or whatever. I mean, it's probably the producers backstage, right? But saying that,
actually,
like, how did y'all feel when that happened? And like, you know, obviously you ignored it for the best, but like, how did that all go down?
I was really hurt. We were both
devastated,
really,
as you can see. When I got home, my mom was like, hey, are you mentally okay? Like, is everything okay with you? The tears. But I felt confused. I don't know. Like, I felt confused because I didn't even go on the show to find somebody. And I was fighting against it. I was literally fighting against it. So I'm like, okay, if we're a perfect match, then it's meant to be. Like, I was kind of giving myself this ultimatum in my head. Like, if we're a perfect match, it's meant to be. I'm supposed to go forward with it. And if we're not, maybe it's just fate. But I don't know. I could not write it off that quickly. And so afterwards, for me, I kind of was waiting for him to take the lead. I wanted to see what he did. I wanted to see how he moved in the house. And so I basically took a back seat, I guess. I let him chase me around the house.
which I did.
From
morning to sundown to night. Sleeping with each other to everything. I was really, you know, trying to reinforce and let her know, like, hey, I do care about you. I respect you as a person. And, you know, I'm going to go about the rest of the show in a respectful manner. You know, I might have failed at a certain point. Yeah. Just, you know, but it's TV. I'm trying my best on there, you know. But, you know, it was just really just trying to, we didn't know where the relationship was going to go or what it was going to lead to. You know, I felt this though. I really didn't want to make promises that I couldn't keep. At that time in my life, I'd really come to that conclusion, you know, from other relationships and different things, that like, I should not be setting expectations or making promises that I can't keep. So I kind of felt like I let her down a little bit, because leading up to the point where we were told that we were, you know, a no match, I was really trying to reinforce, like, hey, we're a match. Trust me. Like, are you serious? How could we not
be? Was doing that too. Like, I was like, did you help make the matches? He was so confident. I was like, this man must have helped make the matches, because he was that confident, which I loved. Like, I love that you were so confident in us. Like, I think that also, I completely forgot about that. I think that also helped me trust him a little bit more, because I knew he didn't know, but he was just so confident. Like, I would always be like, hey, like, maybe we shouldn't, like, I don't know, I'm scared, like, I don't know if we're a match. And he just was off the bat, we're a match.
Literally. Trust me. Once I met the girl and
me.
I love that.
I'm the one that's talking to her.
Anyone just,
right.
Yeah, exactly. You feel it. You feel it.
Yeah. I think that's so great. I mean, it's such a great story, though, because it's like you defied the odds. You defied like what everyone, i.e. the show, was telling you was a perfect match or not. And like, it's about the individuals. Exactly. Like at the end of the day, people always are trying to weigh in.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I do want to talk about, you know, something that we get a lot of questions about, you know, in terms of dating advice, which is the move-in, you know, when to do it. Should you do it at all?
Honestly, I feel like in us talking about the experience and like me remembering it and recounting it, all of us actually did things in the reverse. Like people say you should date, get married, then move in. Clinton and I dated for a few months and then did the big move to LA together because we were in a time of like limbo, you know, in terms of our next move. And we wanted to, you know, figure it out together. So a month or so after we got off the show, my mom was actually staying in Florida temporarily. So I went to stay with her and he would visit me every weekend and it never seemed like enough time. I remember the first day I got to Florida, he was coming to pick me up and it was the first time we were actually going to see each other in the real world outside of the reality TV bubble. So we had our first date, which was golfing, which he now knows that I hate. but speaking of feeling like it was never enough time, I will let Clinton expose himself right here the show for my mom to hear. So go ahead and say what you did later that night after the first date.
So, you know, Clinton pulls up in the two-door Infinity, you know, Prince Charmer. And we spent a very hot summer date in Florida. It was hot. It was hot as hell. I don't know why I took her mini golfing. Bad choice. I really didn't know what to do.
Oh, and it was like humid.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was bad. But we got the most that we could out of the day. You know, this is my first day meeting her. So even when she came outside to greet me, she came outside. She didn't have me go to her door because her mom was inside.
I did not need him to meet my mom. I didn't know if this man was going to be around the next week. Like, yeah. I did not know.
So, you know, we went on a date, had a really nice day. We drew it out as long as we could until, you know, it was ridiculous and she had to go home.
And I think I told my mom, I was like, oh, I'm just like meeting, because I'm the youngest child, I'm the wild card. I was like, I'm just going on the show for an experience. And then I really went and fell in love. So I'm like, oh my God. So I told my mom, I was like, I'm just going out with like a cast member, with a cast member that I had in Are You the One?
Yeah. So I brought her home that night. And of course, like, it wasn't enough. You know, we wanted to continue to see each other. So sorry, mom. You know, you've never heard about this. Ooh, I'm so sorry.
Maybe what time did you drop me off? Like 8, 9?
It was later in the day. Probably like 10, 11. Okay. It was like 10, 11. And then I drove around the corner and I waited in my car for about 2 hours. It was hot in that car too. Uh-huh. I remember I waited in the car. It was hot. Like, oh my goodness. Because I was waiting for her mom to go to sleep so I could sneak into her house.
I was sneaking. I love it.
I love it.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what time we waited to, but I was in that car for a good 2 hours. Then, you know, Uche brought me.
That's determination right there.
Man, determined. Man, I went through the front door. Uche brings me up the stairs, past her mom's room, into her room.
Around like, okay, no, you don't need to get into all this. Clinton's looking at me like, should I continue?
You know, I'm still trying to figure out what's appropriate to talk about and not talk about. I don't know what she wants to say, doesn't want to say. We're figuring out as we go.
Yeah, my mom, around like 3 a.m. when he was about to leave, I see like lights on downstairs. And my mom, she'll like wake up in the middle of the night and like record some of her charts. Like she's a doctor, like that. I don't know how to explain charts. Just like record.
Her like medical chart.
Yeah, her work stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So so like around 3:30, I'm like, oh my God, my mom was up. She was up. She had coffee. She was up and at him. And Clinton was like, I gotta get home. So I think he stayed till like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And then
hour nap.
Yeah.
Got in the car. I got home, my mom was like, what happened, bro? I was like, oh, we watched the movie. I fell asleep.
It was crazy. Yeah. But
yeah, my mom was probably like,
exactly.
I mean, y'all grown though. So,
I love that. Yeah. All this whirlwind romance, it seemed like, was happening. People were saying, especially after we made the decision to move in together, that we were moving too fast, that we were going to get sick of each other, that things were going to fizzle out. But I mean, like, I want to know. Like, if I'm about to live with you and get sick of you, let me know now before I marry you and get tired of it.
Right. Yeah.
But I guess you guys also did it in the opposite. So how was your experience jumping in, living with each other and adapting to each other's lifestyles? And would you have done it differently if you had the option?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say, like, man, people just love to talk. Yep. Don't they? Like,
love to
they
talk.
They always get something to say, some advice. I'm yeah. like, please, like, no one knows your life but you at the end.
Truly.
So I think something earlier, Clinton, that you said is like, when you know, you know. And that's the truth. Like, you don't necessarily need a ton of time to know. And I've talked to tons of married couples who said something similar. Like, they met a week later, they were ready to get engaged. Or sometimes they like knew right away, but they waited a little while mm-hmm. to propose just because that's what society was telling them.
Wow.
No, with that being said, back to the move-in part, you know, it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of difficult for me to not give up, you know, not live in my spot, my space,
yeah.
you know,
I'm
in my 30s, this is like my sanctuary, I have my business there, like my whole life evolved out of my place. And, you know, now that I'm married, I kind of have to, you know, move in with my husband. So for me, it was definitely like a transitional period where, and I kept my condo for a while and kind of went back and forth for a couple months before I actually got rid of it. But it's definitely hard. I know it was a transition for me and just kind of getting used to living with someone because I never really lived with a man prior to Cameron. Like, it was just my family. So, or had a male roommate or anything like that. So yeah, it took me a minute.
Yeah.
But Cam was very patient and just, you know, he definitely listened a lot, which was good to help me ease me. Like, it's okay, we're partners. And I realized, like, you know, he's right. Just because I'm here doesn't mean I have to lose myself. Like, it's just a place.
Yeah.
I take whatever it represents is inside of me. So it's not something to worry about. Also, it's definitely hard.
And on the other side of that, I mean, two things I really learned were that just have to be, like, patience is so important for your relationship. It's like so foundational.
Right.
And, you know, if you're that partner where the other person has those type of reservations about giving up their space or whatever, you know, if you try to constrain them in some way by being like, you know, why don't you just get rid of your apartment, or, you know, like, why is it so difficult? You know, you're only going to further drive them away, right? Like, if they want space and you're like trying to pull them in tighter, they're only going to want to get further away. So, like, you know, and I had to learn that. And I'm very thankful that I did, because it's such an important thing to realize.
Wow. Man, you guys are dropping gems.
Literally. Cam, you remind me a lot of Clinton. Like, I definitely needed somebody patient. And even in, you know, our move-in process, like, I think that Clinton, I've lived with quite a few ex-boyfriends. And so I think that Clinton was the best one of them. So I was like, okay, it could be worse.
And also, we had spent a couple weeks. We had actually, you know, uniquely spent several weeks from our show living together. You know, it was a different situation, I mean, we slept with each other every single night. We did everything with each other every day.
Habits.
So even like for our, you know, family, it wasn't too crazy for us to like be moving and all that. So, I mean, there's that. I feel like that's a little cheat code. We kind of cheated with that one. Not everybody gets that opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah.
We had that time on the show to move in with each other. Apartments, and it was definitely tough at first.
Yeah, I'm glad we had it.
But I'm glad that we had it.
Absolutely. You know, and I was gonna ask, you know, you guys' show took things a one step further than just finding the one or someone to leave a house with. You know, you guys really got married after all of this. So, you know, after dating in the unconventional sense, moving in, like you just said, and living with each other, what about your partner helped you feel the most confident in the decision you were both making to really commit 100% and get married?
I would say for me, you know, Lauren had these reservations about the move in and about the wedding, but she never wavered about the fact that she wanted to get married and that she loved me. It was more so just like, it was such an accelerated timeline for everything. Yeah. And in addition to that, there was a lot of production pressure to make decisions, you know, very quickly about things. And, you know, she had to make a lot of sacrifices for the wedding too.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of like it being the type of, what, you know, because I understand a lot of people have all these visions about what their wedding is like. But she was always resolute in like that she wanted to get married and that she loved me. It was just like, man, the timeline is so fast.
Yeah. I think, you know, for me, knowing that I wanted to move forward and marry Cam was just like, he, first off, Cam did not have a doubt in his mind, which scared me. I'm like, it's nothing. You don't see anything wrong. Like,
I certainly.
Yeah. I love that though, but don't you love that? That's so nice. Like, he really is all for
right,
you.
Right, right. Exactly. So the more I thought about it, I was like, wait, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just leaned more into that and knowing that this man truly, like, I never felt like this before. This is different.
Wow.
I never felt so comfortable. I never felt so happy, relaxed, love. So I was like, yeah, I have to definitely move forward with this. And even though it's a backwards way to start, I'm willing to like give it a try, you know.
Don't get me emotional over here.
No, I'm literally here smiling like that. I love that for you. Like literally that, it's reminding me so much of Clinton and I. Like he was always very much so like, it's you, I'm certain about it. But also at first it's like, hey, like what's the catch? I almost felt like, what's the catch? Like what is the catch? But I love that.
Same.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing because like we've all been burned in relationships.
Right.
I mean, otherwise we would be with whoever that was. But yeah, you have to do it at the end of the day. You have to be vulnerable. Otherwise, like you can't connect.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have to trust that person.
Yeah. We got kind of lucky in the way that we were both able to meet each other's families pretty early on. You know, we spent time with one another's families. I was in Uche's mom's house cooking curry chicken, you know, taking out the trash,
awesome.
Mowing the lawn, you know, just pulling out everything. I'm trying to do whatever I could to make a great impression, you know, really trying to do my best. You know, family is a really is really important to us and something both of you on the show expressed as core values as well. You know, was it hard for you both to take these steps without being able to really consult your family the entire way? How did that work?
It was a little bit hard at first, but I think at the end of the day, it was really a testament to you having to really make your own decisions.
Yeah.
This is about you. This is about what you want. It's about how you feel. Because one of the steps in the process was that, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know if it was the same with you guys, but they took our phones, you know, we couldn't do anything because all of the decisions were supposed to be your own and how you really felt. So with that being said, you know, it was kind of refreshing being able to just trust myself and not have to really worry about what somebody else thought. It's like, well, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, going on to the show, my parents were pretty much like, don't do it. Don't do the show. And I was like, I really feel like the universe is calling me to do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nowadays, like my parents love Lauren, obviously. And I am, you know, we have a great family. But I think they were, this, the premise of the show sounds so zany, right?
Right.
And it's so fast that, of course, it's kind of like jarring. But to what you were, Clinton, what you were mentioning about like mowing the lawn and doing things at the house with the mom, I think that's like so vital to a healthy marriage, is like truly the idea of like a son-in-law or a daughter-in-law, like truly becoming like a daughter or son to your partner's parents. I think like it just makes for such a better marriage because like you have this unity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, you got to, and it's like, it's tough at first, but you got to kind of just jump in there.
Yeah, literally. And like, even like Lauren, what you're saying about, you know, having to just trust yourself, like I didn't even realize that's exactly what the feelings that I was having on the show where I'm like, hey, like I can't text my friend and like tell her about this or ask her, hey, what do you think about he did this or he told me this? Like I really had to assess everything on my own and make a decision for myself and like really sit with my thoughts and just, I feel like sometimes we don't even realize how much we rely on other people to tell us how to go about things or how we should feel about people or things. And like, that's actually so interesting. I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even just removing the social media aspect of it, you know, not even having that, because that can affect how you feel about things too. Yeah. I mean, you know, so if only, you know, everyone could do that every day almost, you know, it's like make decisions, not in a selfish way, but you know, just listening to what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of having that be the priority of how you move and make your decision.
Right. Literally. Well, yeah, because you have to live with the consequences of your actions. So, you know, as much as people love to weigh in, like you have to be the decider. You
know? Right.
On our show, like, we were halfway through the show, they confirmed us no match. And from there, like Uche said, like, we were supposed to split up, not speak. And I'm like, bro, this is a show. Yeah. This is a game.
Yeah,
I like this woman. Yeah. This is who I like. And I'm going to continue to sleep next to her at night.
Yeah.
I'm going to make out with her so y'all can hear me. I'm there. I'm all wrapped around her for the rest of the day. Sorry.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I love that. Kim was.
Yeah.
When I got engaged, she was like, all right, so, like, where's my fiance?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because, like you say, even though it is a TV show, it's like, these are people's real lives.
Literally.
You know?
Right. Exactly.
You know, as people on the show, you guys as well, like, we're the kind of, you know, we're the means to an end for making a show, yeah. Right? But, like, we're the means in and of ourselves being, like, the people fall at. Sorry, Lauren's looking at me like, why are you using these terms?
What? Like,
I literally love it so much. I'm like,
Well, let me say, like, this is our real lives, yeah. Right? And for the producers, this is a show.
Right.
I got to this point where I was like kind of paranoid of like, what's going to be the twist that they're going to try to do? Like, I know in Mexico, they tried to have this bit where everyone had to rotate and talk to other people's partners.
For what?
Like,
right, exactly. Dad. Like, this is our honeymoon, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to be like talking to someone, then they edit it in a weird way to make it seem like something it wasn't. Like, I don't care about these people. I'm sorry. Like, I love y'all, but like,
yeah,
I was only there for Lauren at that point. Mm-hmm. Everything else, like, was background peripheral stuff.
Yeah.
Even
you knowing that and keeping that in mind, one step ahead of Clinton, because like what you're saying about how production just gets messy, like, they really locked him in the confessional with now who we know was his actual match and told him, like, if you don't make out with this girl, you will never be on MTV again. And so any of those other, or did he say TV? Did he say TV?
He said MTV for sure.
Like, yeah.
He mentioned that for sure.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they did come back when we got engaged to be like, oh, let's do special. But no, that's how they were able to get, you know, some little screen grabs of anybody else on that show. I know would have been like, or let me not say anybody else, but a lot of those people were doing things not thinking about themselves, and they paid the consequence for that. Like, I had friends be like, I wish I didn't listen so much to production. Like, in that time, you're so isolated from the outside world, people you trust. So you lean on people telling you what to do. And it's a very slippery slope.
That's very, very true. And that's like, I always tweet about that all the time. Like, anybody who thinks about going into reality TV, like, it's really not for the faint of heart. Like, you have to be strong in your mind and your will, because there can be times when production is trying to stitch together a story. You're like, wait, that's not what I'm, hold on.
Exactly.
Like, right. Yeah. If you're the type of person who's going to be sold a timeshare, go into one of those presentations.
I love that. I literally love that. I'm going to use that when people are like, should I go on reality TV? That is it.
I mean, and the fact that they had us drinking like every night.
Oh,
there was also that.
And they were pumping the house with oxygen. I don't know if we can say this. We're going to have to check. They were pumping house with oxygen so nobody would get hungover. Like, every single morning, I'm like, wow, I drink differently here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. During Lib, they had the drinks like at 7 a.m. I'm like, dang,
I'd love to take a mimosa right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know about you guys as producers, but there was a couple producers on MTV. They get pushy.
They're not
like,
there anymore.
Where she said, like, I was literally like locked in the room. They locked me in that room. I tried to get out like two or three times, and I was forced to go back into the room. Literally.
Like, physically locked in?
Like, I will try to get out the door, and he came to the door and said, no, you're not leaving until you kiss this girl. Like, this was their whole thing.
Whoa,
trying to get me to kiss people.
Like,
they were actively trying to capture these screen grabs, you know what I'm saying? These shots so that they could, you know, paint their picture and whatnot. It was, man.
So seeing that, now you know why I'm running away from this man, because he's coming out of this confession. So it's hard. It's definitely hard.
The web they weave.
I know.
But we made it. But we made it.
We made it
stronger. Speaking of making it out, what piece of advice do you have for newlyweds? Like, what is one thing that you would, like, maybe the most important thing that you would have to offer newlyweds?
to newlyweds, I would say,
what you got?
Two things. One, I was going to say, I think that it's still important to kind of have your time and space, because I feel like when you get married, it's just like you just want to be all over each other.
Yeah.
At first.
At first. Yeah. Newlyweds. Yeah.
So that's good, though.
But I think it's good to kind of allow space for each other as well to kind of, you know, process everything, because getting married is a big thing. It's beautiful. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, yeah, you don't stop being individuals and you need that time.
Yeah. And keep dating always. I mean, just because you get married doesn't mean you stop being romantic or, you know.
Yeah, no.
Keep dating each other.
Keep dating each other. Keep asking questions, like get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I would say, I mean, we mentioned it earlier, but like patience is so, so critical. Because I think like no two people are, well, first of all, no one's perfect. Secondly, no two people are perfectly like compatible in every way. Like we're all difficult to live with in some way. Yeah. So you have to be patient with your partner. They have to be patient with you, and they have to, you know, you both have to be willing like to show up every day and be like, okay, like,
yeah,
maybe this person pissed me off yesterday, but like, I'm going to keep working and we're going to work together to like try to figure this out. So
yeah. At the end of the day, always return to center.
Yeah. Ooh, oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Wow.
New Instagram bio.
Literally. Yes.
Literally. So hey, look, you know, we're actually approaching our first year of being married in September. It's gonna be our wedding
anniversary. We made it.
We're getting there. We're close.
Okay, what have y'all learned a year of marriage?
Ooh, I would say I learned that I don't always know best. I don't know. As like silly as that sounds, I always have felt in my life like I know the way to go about things. I know how I like things. I do things in my own way. And Clinton has taught me so much about patience, about compromise. Compromise has been the biggest thing. And also compromise isn't always bad. Like I used to think of compromise like, oh my God, I'm sacrificing what I believe in, or I'm sacrificing how I do things or how I want things. But compromise can actually be a very good thing. And I think it shows progress. Yeah. It shows growth. And a lot of times it's even better than what I would have done on my own, you know, in a different way, obviously. But
I feel as though like what I've really been thinking about a lot recently is that there's always more room for growth. Like no matter how hard you think you're trying or how good you think you're doing, like I've been consistently realizing, no, Clinton, you can be more patient. You can be more understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you don't want to sacrifice yourself, of course, but just being honest with myself. And, you know, when I don't go about a situation the best way and Uche lets me know about her feelings, and I really have to sit with myself and think, wow, can I be better? Could I have gone about that better? And usually the answer, you know, is yes, you know, so that's what I've been taking in a lot. Just being honest with myself. Yeah. And like, Clinton, you can be better. You can be better.
A lot of self-assessment. It's not easy. It's not easy. And when people say that too, I'm like, well, damn, I'm about to sign up for this work. Like, but it also it also can be really rewarding, though. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. I'm wondering, was you guys' 1 year anniversary significant at all? Because, you know, you guys met, got off the show, and then got married so quickly. So how was that? Was the 1 year anniversary significant?
Of course, yeah. And then, you know, it was really nice that like we got a year and some change to be by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Without like all the, you know, crazy stuff that followed the show coming out. And it was a really, I mean, a special time in my mind. It was, of course it was significant because of everything. I mean, it's always, for one, it's always significant for a married couple to any year, any milestone, but also just like the way that we came together, you know, it was special because of that as well. So yeah.
Definitely. Awesome. I mean, like, hey, we made it a year. We can keep going.
We can do one, two.
Yeah, like, hey, right. We can do one. We can do two. Every year.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
true. Every day.
That's what I was about to say. Right. Every single day. Like, it is work, but it's, it's rewarding. So
she's still here.
Exactly. So we talk a lot, like this podcast, we talk a lot about relationships, marriage, but a relationship is two individuals, so we have to focus on the self too. So we ask everyone that comes in the podcast this. Our final last burning question is, what advice do you have for your younger self? That could be to you when you were younger, to you last year, to you even yesterday. What piece of advice would you have for your younger self?
I would tell, oh my boy, see, that's how you know it's about to be, it's from my soul. I would tell my younger self just to like trust yourself, you know, like I feel like it's so hard. Like we talked about people's opinions in the world and, you know, you may have dreams and goals and then you start to kind of second guess who you are, and where your path is and your purpose. And it's like, just trust yourself. You know what you feel. You know what you're supposed to do. Go after it, chase it, and don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, that's really important to have that self-confidence. Man, what would I say? I mean, I think related to that, it's easy to get in our own heads and foster like that self-doubt. I mean, I think one thing that I really have learned, have been thinking about more recently even, is like we are two individuals in a relationship anytime, and in not just our marriage, but also like friendships, our relationship to our parents. Like we're, at the end of the day, we're our own people. We make our own choices. Yeah. And with respect to marriage, though, like, you know, if you want an amazing partner, like you have to be amazing yourself. I mean, you know, you have to be at the level that your partner is at least for that relationship to work. So, you know, I think as much as you work on yourself, that can also help, that helps your relationship. Yeah. Right.
Oh man, I've just been writing notes this entire
literally.
Time. You know, I'm about to re-listen to the episode.
Actually, yeah.
Go through my Cornell notes, man. We would just want to thank both of you so much. I mean, it has been an absolute pleasure.
No, this has been my favorite episode. Like, I'm so sorry to everybody else. Like, please. Like, no, yeah. Thank you guys so much.
This was so much fun. And I mean, we just love watching you all's journey. Like I said, the same light that you all see online, they also have in person. Oh, they're a beautiful couple inside and out. And we're just wishing you guys the best with everything.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be back. Have us on whenever.
Yes.
And to everyone out there, please be sure to check out Lauren's podcast. We have the receipts.
She has every single one of them, every single receipt. Every time.
Right.
Until next time, signing off.
You've been listening to The First Married Couple on Earth, the podcast with me, Uche Moxham.
And me, Clinton Moxham, the big boss.
Okay, I don't know who calls you that. But we will see you next time.
Insanity Group.